understand that the government can use the resources they have to solve the problem of people in terms of health, in terms of education, in terms of housing. That's the main concern they have.
Marcos Garcia is the Venezuelan labor attaché. He told the 50 people in attendance that priorities in the U.S. don't always put people first. For example, Garcia talked about the increasing amount of outsourced jobs to other countries.
No worker had to be outsourced. You know, the traditional resource that corporations use to eliminate workers' rights, outsourcing. So you are working in a factory, getting a good wage with social security, everything that they say, You have to work right now with this other company outside our organization. You won't have this protection, and you will receive, instead of $30 per hour, you will receive like $15 per hour.
Venezuela also emphasizes equal representation for ethnic groups and minorities. Garcia said that practice is new to Venezuela, but guarantees the rights of those groups.
In the country, you just have two parties. Like in Venezuela in the past. We have a bipartisan system, two parties that have the control of almost everything. Right now, we don't have that system. We have a multi-system party. People from different sectors can participate. For instance, the indigenous people have the right to have three indigenous representatives in the National Assembly. That's new. And the only people that vote to elect those representatives are indigenous.
The Venezuelan government tries to help people in other countries, too. One Venezuelan-owned oil company, Citgo, offers discounted heating fuel to those who can't afford it. Venezuela offered aid to the U.S. after Hurricane Katrina, but it wasn't taken. One member of the Uhuru movement, Damon Rio, says he didn't know the Latin American country was such a leader in human rights.
Bush, so-called, rejected Venezuela and even, other countries from helping out the poor African community in Louisiana. And so when Mr. Marco mentioned, we have a very strong connection with the impoverished community, it just kind of just let me know that, hey, this is something that is true.
But Rio said mainstream media sources don't report on the good that comes from Venezuela.
We always get the media, from the media we get what the status quo wants us to know, and it's always, in my view, some type of one-sided, pro-right type of perspective. And to actually hear, what's coming from the horse's mouth, really enlightened me a lot in terms of what's really going on in terms of trials, tribulations, and what's actually going on in Venezuela.
During a question and answer session, some Uhuru members asked Garcia about his opinion of the way the U.S. handles foreign affairs. He said he didn't believe it was right to go into a country and tell them how they should govern their own people. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.